Well, let me ask you finally about that as a former energy secretary, that rising price of oil. You just heard it described, Fliss interviewing an expert on that just a few minutes ago. Governments cannot determine the market price of oil. They may try and intervene, as we just heard, the G7. So what do you think government can and should do to protect consumers and to protect businesses?
Well, I raised this at last week's Prime Minister's Questions because the government needs to come forward with a plan. We're hearing today that the Chancellor is going to talk to her counterparts across the G7. That's help. The International Energy Agency may well release barrels of oil to try to help the price. But you're right, Nick. It's very difficult. This reckless and illegal war will result in people paying higher prices at the pumps, and their energy bills will go up. And people, when they come to pay them, will say, well, who caused this? And it will be Donald Trump. And frankly, those British politicians like the Conservatives, Kemi Badenoch, and Reform's Nigel Farage, who've cheered on Donald Trump. And I hope when people...
Forgive me, Sir Ed, I'm hearing you make a political point, whereas I asked you as a former energy secretary, what could be done?
Well, it's not easy. And I basically said that in the first half of my answer, Nick, that it's really difficult. You've got to work internationally. This is an international market. We have some protection because we've invested in renewables. That is definitely the long-term solution. But in the short term, it is quite difficult. Mm. We'll have to think really hard to work out particularly how we help our businesses and families who will be struggling with these higher bills.
Sir Ed Davey, Leader of the Liberal Democrats, thanks for coming on.